No, I mean, it sucks. It does. It's not fun to watch on film. It's not fun to think about. But for me to bounce back, it's easy because, like I've told you guys before, it doesn't matter how good it is or how bad it is. I'll always be the same guy. You know, does it suck? Does it sting? Do I lay awake thinking about it? Absolutely. And it's not for selfish reasons. It's just because I feel the hurt of my team, and that's what hurts me. It's not that I feel sad or anything like that. I could care less how I feel. You know, I just don't like other people feeling that way.
How much of that decision making is just part of the maturation process that you would be a quarterback?
Yeah, like the one that sticks out to me is the first one. The other two are like the most unfortunate things that could happen. You know, guys playing man coverage on someone that I'm not throwing the ball to and gets one. You know, it's just stuff like that just hurts. But the first one is me learning. You know, I don't have to make every play. I don't have to try and do everything like I was trying to do. And I hurt my team when I tried to do that. You know, I tried to make some heroic play and do all that when I didn't need to. And so I learned a lot from it. It hurt. It'll be instilled in my mind for a long time. So hopefully I'll just continue to learn from it and not do that going forward. Yeah, they broke their coverage, and you obviously don't think they're going to bust the coverage, and he changed the route, and it surprised me. But long story short, doesn't matter. I have to hit that. You know, we could say it's not that, just complete it, and we're all high fiving.
How hard is it for you personally, just to walk that competitive nature in you and
making it? It's been really hard for me because I go back to when I tried to stiff arm the guy, week one. Just trying to spark the team, and I never do it because I like to do those things, or because I want to run someone over, things like that. But I just do it for my team. I'm just out there competing so hard. Just thankful that God gave me abilities to, and I just go out full. I go all out, and I have to learn how to control that. I got to learn how to, be smart. I don't need to go take on safeties. I don't need to go take those extra hits. It's okay to slide. It's okay to take the sack in that situation on Sunday. Those are things that I'm learning. And that the coaches have done a great job of showing me ways to do those things better.
See, but Derek, there's also examples where you kind of put the ball in your left hand and got it to Murray, or there's that touchdown pass that you threw essentially into double coverage where you are maybe forcing the issue and you do make good plays.
Yes.
So that has to be a really tough line you're trying to do with everybody flying at you.
Yes.
If you can't make those plays, sometimes they don't work out. How do you,
Yeah, it's really hard. It's such a fine line. And when it works, we're all like, okay, sweet, it's awesome, it looks cool.
Yeah.
And when it doesn't, when I get hurt or if I turn the ball over, then obviously we're going to be upset at it,
Yeah.
So, really just trying to control that and, really learn the situation and know when it's okay to do certain things.
You said last week you like having the ball in your hands in those situations.
Yes.
When you look at the San Diego game a year ago,
yes,
at the end of the game, you threw that one interception. How do you balance trying to just matriculate the ball down the field and get in the red zone versus taking a shot?
Yeah, like on the one, without going over the one last year. It was a one-on-one, and I gave my guy a chance. I'll always do that when it's one-on-one. I'll always give my guys chances to make plays. I always want the ball. I always heard Jordan and Kobe talk about they missed a lot more game winners than they hit. But the only ones we seem to remember are the ones they hit. So someday, hopefully that'll be the case that there's a lot more that we make.
This team doesn't have a 1,000-yard receiver in 10 years, and Mari.
Oh wow.
Yeah, this week. What does it say about him to do that as a rookie?
Just like what we all think. I mean, that's unreal. It's cool. It's awesome to have. I could say so many special things about the guy, but, I hope he gets there because he deserves it, man. He works his tail off. I didn't know it had been 10 years. That's crazy, though. That'd be cool.
Yeah, and Bronco, what is it about the Broncos? They've been allowed a 300-yard passer all year.
Yeah. That pass rush is ridiculous. And obviously they drafted another first rounder to add to it. And not just the end guys, but the interior guys, the linebackers on blitzes, and then the secondary. They're all back there Pro Bowlers. They're all great players. They know we all have respect for one another. In each other's games, but that they're one of the best. If not the best at what they do, and so It's always a tall task going up against them, but for me, it's like one of those things. I love playing them, you know, because it's just so competitive, and I like those situations.
Speaking of tall tasks, I don't know how much you care to look at the opposing quarterback. Have you gotten to see Osweiler at all in terms of what he brings?
I haven't, so I don't know if I could, you know, answer anything.
Can you imagine being 6'8" and playing the position?
Man, if I was 6'8", I'd play shooting guard. I love basketball. I just stopped growing.
It's been a long time since this team had a winning record, and obviously that's still possible, and, yep. You know, the playoffs maybe aren't necessarily in your hands. You might need some help, but the winning record is that yep. important? Is that something you guys, you know, talk about, consider a goal to try to get there and still have a chance to do?
Yeah, for me, any kind of goal that has to do with winning, I'm all. Those are on my list, too, you know. I'm all for those things because, you know, that's what, you know, we're supposed to do. You know, that's why they draft us, trade for us, sign us, you know, however, that's why we're all in that locker room, is to win. And you know, so any kind of goals having to do with winning, you know, those are things that I would love to do.
Any more guys?
Good.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.